This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Reports from Myanmar say security forces on Sunday killed at least 39 people, 22 of them in a suburb of Yangon. That's the country's main city. That would make this the bloodiest day so far of demonstrations against the February 1st military coup. Reuters news agency quotes the advocacy group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners as saying security forces shot protesters in Yangon's Langtaya suburb, which is home to Chinese-owned factories. China is seen as supportive of the junta that took over the government. Authorities have imposed martial law in Langtaya. A TV station run by the military said security forces acted after four garment factories and a fertilizer plant were set ablaze, and about 2,000 people had stopped fire engines from reaching them. The military government did not answer calls requesting comment. The advocacy group said 16 more protesters were killed in other cities and townships. Overall, the group says security forces have killed 126 people and detained more than 2,150. More than 300 of those detainees have since been released. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is making a trip, his first foreign visit as Pentagon chief. He's heading to India, Japan, and South Korea to boost military cooperation with American allies and foster credible deterrence against China. Austin flew out from Hawaii, the seat of the American Military Command for the Indo-Pacific region. Austin will be joined in Tokyo and Seoul by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. This tour in Asia of the U.S. heads of diplomacy and defense follows an unprecedented summit of the Quad. That's an informal alliance of nations born in the 2000s to counterbalance the rising influence of China. Blinken will join President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, in Anchorage, Alaska on March 18th with their Chinese counterparts. The Biden administration has generally backed the tougher approach to China initiated by former President Donald Trump, but has also insisted it can be more effective by shoring up alliances and seeking narrow ways to cooperate on priorities such as climate change. A Bangladesh court on Sunday ordered the opening of an investigation of accusations by a cartoonist of torture by police under the Digital Security Act, according to his lawyer. Ahmed Kabir Kashour was arrested in May 2020 under a controversial charge of carrying out anti-state activities and spreading rumors. He was jailed for several months. The well-known cartoonist won bail from the High Court 2 weeks ago after an outcry surrounding the February prison death of Mushtaq Ahmed, a writer arrested under the same law. Kishore claimed that he and Ahmed were being held in the same prison and that the writer was also tortured. Authorities categorically deny this. Kishore filed a petition in a Dhaka court on Wednesday. Central African Republic voted at heavily guarded polling stations in a second round of parliamentary elections on Sunday after rebel violence marred December's polls. A spokesman for the National Elections Authority said voting started smoothly with just slight delays across the capital, Bangui. The electoral body said small lines of residents could be seen waiting to vote as large numbers of police and gendarmes stood by. Authorities are anxious to avoid a repeat of the turmoil surrounding December's vote when President Faustin Archange Touadéra won re-election. Rebels, who the United Nations say are backed by former President Francois Bozize, sought to take control amid allegations of voting irregularities. Armed men attempted to kidnap more students in Nigeria's Kaduna state overnight on Sunday, as 39 others from an earlier attack remain missing. That's according to a state government official. Attacks by armed gangs, usually referred to as bandits, have intensified across northwest Nigeria in recent years. Four school kidnappings since December have provoked nationwide outrage. Some 39 students, including a pregnant woman, are still missing from Thursday's abduction from the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization in northwest Nigeria. Samuel Erawan, Kaduna State Commissioner of Internal Security and Home Affairs, said police, army, and others had repelled attacks on another school and at a local government office. Marissa Melton, VOA News.